This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 15th. Well, a big day in the cattle space yesterday. Live cattle and feeders both sharply higher. Feeders up over $3. Live cattle well over $2 themselves. So we've got all the contracts breaking into new contract highs, record highs, closing into new highs, except the front month October live cattle futures. They closed just barely below that high that we had here a couple of months ago. So not quite able to do that just yet, but it's there. All the back months are strongly higher. I think it's just a matter of time before that front month really takes that push higher. We are seeing the cash trade develop, getting something rolling, but you know, not huge numbers here, not that would explain the big jump in the futures. But so far on the Fed trade, on the average, we're at 184, which is up one from last week. The dress trade at 289 is unchanged. Box beef values were lower again. Choice down 118 at 306. Select down 33 at 287. The spread lost another 85 cents. We're sitting at 1951. So far for this week, we've lost $5 on the spread between choice and select. The load count was 137 loads, so again, we're seeing a hefty volume in the box beef trade, and that's an encouraging sign. Slaughter yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 502,000. That is down about 9,000 from where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 5 cents. We're sitting at 251.24. But on the day-to-day, so that's a seven-day moving average. On the daily, we're sitting around 253, so that's another $2 higher from where the average is. So you can see that the cash trade around the country is very strong. This is something we were bracing for. As we head into the fall, we get that normal seasonal rally anyway, but this year the fall run is just going to see yet even tighter numbers. They've been tight for a couple years, but it's going to get even worse because we're retaining heifers now. There's plenty of feed around. The smaller feedlot operators, especially out of the Midwest, these corn guys are going to want to feed corn because they got plenty of it and prices are relatively cheap. So, you know, they're only buying smaller numbers, so they'll pay a little bit more. And they're competing with the feedlots who have to buy a lot of numbers. So it makes a much bigger difference for the bigger feedlots, but they still need to fill those pens. And they're, you know, all of these guys are pushing prices higher. Plus, we're getting some pretty respectable rains in the southern plains, and that's going to make for good winter wheat planting conditions. Probably going to see another increase in acres and a good start to that winter wheat crop, which means more grazing. So demand for lightweight calves to put on winter wheat grazing pastures, I think, is going to be stoked as well. So you got to, you know, all angles here in the cattle space looking for calves, whether it's the Midwest guy in those small feedlots or the big feedlots or the winter wheat guy in the southern plains, just looking for a few head to put on pasture. All of these things are stoking demand for calves and just continuing to push these prices higher. And I think that's going to continue to be the case for a while yet. Normally, seasonal highs tend to peak in early October. In a strong bull market like we have, I would expect that we'll extend that. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see early November kind of be the end of this. I think especially too, if you get those rains continuing and you get good grazing conditions for winter wheat in the southern plains, they're going to want to put calves on those. And there's not a lot of calves available in the far southern plains because of the droughts that they've had over the last couple of years. The herd size has been reduced significantly, so they just don't have much to draw on there. So I see this move, the upper trajectory, staying strong and staying steady for a few weeks at least yet. Live cattle will follow the cash, but you know, from a cash seasonal perspective, it tends to move higher as well. You tend to see a resurgence of demand into the fall, and then you get another run into the holiday season into early December. You know, if consumer demand can stay strong through a summer like we had at all-time high prices for beef, I think that bodes really well once you get into the normal upward seasonal demand as well. For sure, the decline in box beef values is something to be concerned about. It seems like You know, the packers continue to discount the prices. They're moving a lot of beef. So there's got to be a reason that they're not demanding higher prices when volume is moving well, when demand seems to be there. They're clearly running into a lot of supply. Some of that could be from the disappointing export sales. Pretty light numbers yesterday for last week at 6,300 tons for beef. That's a very low number. China took 2,000, Mexico 1,300, Japan took 600. Pork export sales, not a lot better, 23,000 tons. Mexico took 6,300, Canada 4,500, Japan 4,200, South Korea 2,100. That could be part of it, but I think the export sales are not going to be the driver of the beef market. It's clearly domestic consumption and demand demand for calves that are pushing these markets higher. And I don't see that changing, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.